Meantime, may brothers and sisters please turn to Matthew chapter 5. We'll continue to look at Matthew chapter 5 this morning. We'll read Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 20.
我想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一划也不能废去，都要成全。
For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished.
所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国里要称为最小的。但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。Whoever
then annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人义，断不能进天国。For
I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们低头一点祷告。Let's
go ahead for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你每次来到你面前，我们实在带着喜乐心。Lord,
we thank you that each time we gather before you, we have a joyous heart.
因为每次想到我们在你面前所蒙受恩典是何等浩大。
Because each time we consider how great of a grace we have received from you, we want to thank you and praise you. Because not only have you saved us, but you're willing to speak to us and give us your word. So we might know how to live and serve you in our lives. So each time we look into your word and hear your word, may your Holy Spirit continue to lead us. That he would open your word of light, your word of life to us so that we may know how to walk the path ahead. And each time we receive your word, we become more firm and more encouraged. And because of your word, we can enter into completeness. So we pray all these things in your most holy name.
Amen.
So this morning, we'll continue to look at Matthew chapter 5.
到第七章是一般被称为所谓的登山宝训，或是天国律法。So
contents of Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7 are often regarded as the Sermon on the Mount.
我们看见这个天国君王主耶稣基督在那里教训他的门徒。Because
as the king of this kingdom of heaven, the Lord is teaching his people.
这一般的门徒可以说是头一批的天国子民。And
these disciples can be regarded as the first members of this kingdom.
他在这里论到天国子民里面有八种的福，或者说八种的人。And
the Lord says that there are eight types of blessed people.
这八种人，他们身上有种特性，或是有种经历，所以他们要得到天国的福。And
these people have a certain characteristic or attribute, so thus they will see the blessing of the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，就着今天来说，我们都是天国子民。
So, brothers and sisters, today we are also members of this kingdom. And we ought to live out the things that the Lord is teaching us here. And also what we ought to experience in our lives on earth. Brothers and sisters, if we are able to live out these attributes and have these characteristics, we will be regarded as blessed.
并且我们在那里也有一种经历，在那为着行义、为了主人民，在那受了羞辱、受逼迫，我们就是一个有福的人。And
if we are also persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for the sake of following our Lord, we will also be considered blessed.
主耶稣他们在天上赏赐是大的，because
great is the reward in heaven.
最大赏赐就是荣耀。And
the greatest reward, I think, is glory.
这是神自己，是主耶稣基督自己。
That is God himself, Christ himself. He is our biggest reward. Because we learn how to suffer with him in our lives. And if we suffer with him, we will be glorified with him.
不仅我们在身上应该有这样的情形，我们在地上也要过一个成为他地上的见证。
So not only do we ought to have these attributes, but we also need to be his testimony on earth.
成为他心意的发表。
To become the manifestation of his heart.
不管是旧约到新约，神都称我们神的百姓，是他在地上的一个见证。
Because whether the Old Testament or New Testament, God has regarded his people as his testimony on earth.
在这里讲到神百姓天国子民他们有两方的见证。
So as members of the kingdom, they have two types of testimonies.
他们是盐，他们是光。
They are salt, they are light.
盐和光就说到他们所得生命的那种性质。
So salt and light speaks of the characteristics of this life they have received.
我们上次说到盐是说到一种防腐的作用。
We said salt is to season.
我们知道这个世界是个败坏，是一个败落的一个世界。
You know that this world has fallen and evil.
因着有神的儿女基督徒是盐的生命显在这个地上。
So because the children of God have this attribute of being salt.
以致这个世界败坏好像就不容易那么蔓延，那么扩散的太快。
Then despite the fallen nature of this earth, it will not be overcome by this.
让地上的人更有时间，更有机会来听见福音，来得着福音的好处。
And there will be given this opportunity to the people to hear the gospel. Because at the most evil point of this earth, that is when the Lord will come back to judge. So as salt, we see that this is the mercy of the Lord towards the earth. Because he desires for all to be saved. And his people are also light. Light also speaks to this characteristic of this life. The Lord is the light of the world, and because we follow after him, we are also the light of the world. And the purpose of light is to shine on those around them. And this light that we are shining is our good action. Because this is the aspects of this light that we shine from within us. So that this dark world may see that there is light.
看见主耶稣基督，他就是世上的光。
That the world may see that the Lord is indeed the light of the world.
若人来跟从这个光，就不在黑暗里行走，就要得到生命的光。
And if anyone follows after this light, he will no longer remain in darkness, but have this life of light.
虽然这是过去几次我们所交通的这一段的话。
So this is what we shared in the past couple of sharings.
那底下主耶稣。继续来告诉他们说，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知。
So the Lord then says, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets."
我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
主耶稣说他来不是要废掉律法和先知，乃是要成全。
So the Lord did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill.
在这里，主耶稣是讲到他和律法和先知的关系是怎么样。
So here the Lord shows what is his relationship to the law and the prophets.
这可能想主耶稣来到地上的时候，好像进到一个新约，是不是要废掉这个律法呢？
So when the Lord came to earth, we say that this is a establish a new covenant. This doesn't mean he does away with the law and the prophets.
他底下是更重在律法。他说，我实在告诉你们，当就是到天地都废去的时候，律法一点一划都不能废去。
So, and it says in the next verse, For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished. We know that the law established what type of actions that the Jews could perform.
特别我们读到出埃及记，看见当神带领以色列百姓来到西奈山底下的时候。
And we also see in the Old Testament in Exodus when God brought his people beneath Mount Sinai.
神再来颁布律法给他们。
God gives them the law there.
基本上律法它分成三部分。
And the laws is separated into three categories.
而部分的律例就是讲到侍奉的条例那些敬拜的礼仪。
The first regards how they ought to worship.
第二部分是典章，就讲到生活的一个规划。
Then they talk about how they ought to conduct themselves.
那个诫命就是讲到神的一个吩咐，神的命令。
And then also God's own commandment to his people.
所以整个来说，律法就是当时以色列百姓他们在地上生活侍奉的一个根据和准则。
So the law established how the Jews ought to worship and serve God.
所以看见我们当主耶稣来到地上的时候。
So when the Lord comes to earth,
犹太人的确还在那守律法。
We see that the Jews were still upholding the law.
他们出生第八日要带到圣殿，在那里来受割礼，然后把头胎儿子来献给神。
After birth, they had to bring their children to the temples to be circumcised.
所以我们看见主耶稣的父母约瑟和玛利亚，当主耶稣第八天的时候，他在那里就为他受割礼。
And we also see that that the Lord's earthly parents also brought him to be circumcised when he was young.
施洗约翰的父母撒加利和那个利百加，以利沙伯，他们在神面前也被称为是义人。
And we also see that Zacharias and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist, they were also considered righteous.
因为路加福音第一章那里告诉我们说，他们遵行主一切诫命，没有可指责的。Because
they were described in Luke as walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord.
撒加利亚他站了按着班次进到圣殿里面尽他祭司的职分。
And Zacharias was a priest, so he carried out his priestly service before God.
他在圣殿里面烧香。
And he was burning incense in the temple.
所以我们看见这些敬虔犹太人，他们的确在遵守诫命，律法里面一切的吩咐。
So we see that these Jews were indeed following and upholding the law that was given to them.
所以就着律法来说，他们是义人。
So according to the law, these people are righteous.
他们是没有指责的。
They are blameless.
正如以后的保罗，他是一个法利赛人。
Just like Paul, who was a Pharisee.
他说，就律法的义来说，我是无可指责的。
And he said that his righteousness, which is in the law, found blameless.
所以很显然，在当时仍然在律法底下的时候，这些律法神的百姓还在遵守。
So we see that under the law, God's people were still upholding them.
所以当主耶稣来的时候，他在教训的时候，人也以为说，是不是他来要废掉律法呢？
So when the Lord Jesus came, people thought, is he coming here to do away with the law?
他说我来不是要废掉律法。
But he says, I did not come to abolish.
甚至今天许多基督徒也是觉得说，好像旧约这些律法是过去的，主耶稣已经进到新约里面，我们不需要再守那些律法。Even
today, many Christians say that we don't have to follow after the rules in the Old Testament because we ought to obey just what is in the New Testament.
的确，我们不需要再守律法那些字句的规定。Indeed,
we don't need to follow the restrictions themselves.
就当时来说，犹太人他们还是守那些律法秩序。But
the Jews were following after these Old Testament laws.
所以若是那些敬虔犹太人他们守那些律法秩序的话，按着律法的义来说，他们在神面前是一个义人。And
because these Jews were upholding the law in the Old Testament, they were considered righteous.
所以我们看到当主耶稣来到地上的时候，似乎好像也是这样子。So
when the Lord Jesus came down, it seems to be the same case.
是有一次他医好了一个长大麻风的。So
once he healed this man who was a leper.
然后吩咐他说你不可去告诉人，你只要把身体给祭司看。And
he tells the healed leper, see that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest.
为什么主耶稣吩咐他去祭司那里给身体给祭司看呢？
Why did Jesus tell this healed leper to go show himself to the priest? Because previously it was stated that if one was cured of leprosy, he needed to be validated by the priest. And the priest needs to cleanse him and present an offering. Then will that person be considered truly clean? So we see that the law was not done away with.
所以当主耶稣来的时候，他在那里教训人的时候，人觉得他有权柄，不像那些文士教训人。
And when the Lord was teaching on earth, the people regarded him as teaching with this unfound authority or newfound authority.
有一次，他把一个污鬼从一个人身上赶出去的时候，犹太人就是非常惊讶，说这是什么事？这是个新道理啊！
Once the Lord cast away an unclean spirit, and the people said, "What is this? A new teaching with authority?"
所以似乎在这个那个情形底下，所以主耶稣在说：“我来不是要废掉律法和先知。”
So the but the Lord says that He did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
我来呢是要成全，成全可以翻成应验。
That is to fulfill.
所以主在这里说不是要废掉成全是什么意思呢？
So what does he mean to fulfill?
头一方面，让我们看主耶稣来到地上的时候，他在那里成全律法的要求，一切神所对人所的要求。
First, he has come to fulfill the law, that is to satisfy the requirements God had for man.
即使当时犹太人他们尽心竭力在那所遵守律法字句上的要求。
And the Jews themselves might have been upholding the law in their actions.
那雅各书告诉我们说，人在一条上。犯了就是犯了全条。
But we know in James that we sin even one aspect of the law, we sin in its entirety.
所以很显然，没有一个人在神面前都满足律法的要求。
So we see that it is very difficult to uphold the complete law.
每一个人都在律法的定罪底下。
And everybody is condemned under the law.
因为没有一个人能满足神心意的一个标准。
Because there's no one that can completely satisfy the heart of God.
所以主来到地上的时候，他借生活行为，他显出他能够完全满足神律法公义的要求。
So when the Lord came to earth and lived his earthly life, we see that he was able to completely satisfy God's requirements.
所以他来不是要废掉。
So he did not come to abolish.
因为罗马书很清楚告诉我们说，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁，是公义，是良善的。
And Romans tells us that the law is holy and the commandment is holy and righteous and good.
因为律法本质是好的，因为是出于神自己的。
Because and the law is good because it came from God Himself.
律法是神本性的一个说明，是神心意的一个发表。
And the law is God showing His heart to man.
律法在那许多要求规定呢，是要叫人能按着神的心意，按着神的本性生活在地上来侍奉神。
And the law is meant for man to be able to live in a way that pleases God, to satisfy his heart.
但是我们知道人软弱，人没有能力照着神的律法要求。
But we know that.
满足神的心。
But we know that man is weak, and because of flesh, is unable to satisfy God and uphold the law.
结果人不仅在那没有办法照神的心意来过生活，人就落在神的审判定罪底下。
Not only could man not live in a way that pleases God, but they were also condemned under sin.
就是为什么主耶稣需要来到地上的原因。
So this is why the Lord needed to come to earth.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候，既然生活在那，完全能够显明他能够，只有他才能真正满足神律法公义的要求。
So the Lord came to earth to show that only He Himself is able to completely satisfy the Lord.
一方面，他是代表人活在神面前。
So He was this representative of man on earth.
一方面，借着有一天他钉死在十字架上，他代替人接受神的一个审判。
So also when he died on a cross, he represented man on a cross.
他在那完全满足神律法公义的要求。
Because he completely satisfied the requirements of God's law.
所以当主耶稣在十字架断气的之前，他在喊着说成了。
So that's why when the Lord before he died on a cross, he said, "It is finished."
然后他就断气了。
And then he gave up his last breath.
成了就是他满足完，他完全满足神对人的律法公义的要求。
It is finished means that he has completely satisfied God's requirement.
满足以后，但是这个律法仍然没有废去。
And even though he has fulfilled the law has not been done away with.
人不需要再照着律法字句去来过生活。
Indeed, we don't necessarily need to follow every aspect of the law when we live.
但是那律法的功用，律法的心意仍然在。
But the experience of the law is still there.
所以当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，他几次向门徒显现。
And after the Lord was raised up from the dead, he appeared to his disciples a number of times.
他曾经向那个在往那个以马忤斯去的两个门徒显现。
He appeared to the disciples who were on their way to Emmaus.
然后在那里对他们说，对他们从摩西和众先知起，凡指经上所指的自己的话。
And it says, beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures.
还有那个先知上所记的，凡指着他的话，都跟他们解释了。
He explained to them all the things concerning himself in all the scriptures.
有一次对向门徒显现的时候是说，这一切摩西的律法、先知上诗篇上所写的，凡指着他的话，都要应验了。
That is to say, he explained everything regarding the Mosaic law and also the prophets of old.
所以我们看见，一方面主耶稣来到地上，他的确借生活满足神的要求。
So we see that by the way that the Lord lived on earth, he satisfied God's requirement.
一方面，他在那里也应验了律法和先知对着他所说的一切话。
On the other hand, he also fulfilled all that Moses and all the prophets.
都应验在主耶稣基督的身上。
Because all these things concerned himself.
所以主耶稣在十字上，在十字架上，他成就神救赎的工作。
So the Lord on the cross accomplished the salvation work of God.
这个救赎的工作就是在律法里面所那些祭祀、那些献祭礼所表明的。
And this represented all the things that the people of the Old Testament have spoken of.
现在都应验在主耶稣基督的身上。
And all these things is now happening in this person of Christ.
律法在那不过是个影儿。
Because the law is not just merely a shadow.
先知呢是个预言，也是指着基督来说的。
But the prophets were actually pointing towards Christ.
现在主耶稣来了，这一切对他所预表的影儿都成为实体的，都成为实际的。
And so because the Lord has come, all this shadow, all this, or all this pointing towards has become reality.
所以罗马书第十章告诉我们说，律法的总结就是基督。
So Romans tells us Christ is the end of the law.
律法上所有表明的就结束在基督的身上。
That is, everything that the law exemplifies concludes in Christ.
他说基督就成为律法那个一个表明。
That is, that Christ became sort of this manifestation or his testimony of this law.
所以律法是没有废去的。
So the law is not done away with.
现在律法没有废去，不是说字句上不废去，而是说字句上里面所表明的经义现在开始发挥功用。
That is to say, it's not to say that we have to still follow these existing rules and regulations, but that all these rules and regulations now point towards.
所以主耶稣才很清楚说，我是在告诉你们。到天地都废去的时候，律法一点都不能废去，都要成全。
That is why the Lord says, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished.
我们知道今天律法时代已经过去了。
We know that this period of law has already passed.
再去守那些律法外面那些秩序、那些条例、那些规矩。
We no longer follow these external rules and regulations.
但是律法功用没有废去。
But the work of the law has not passed.
律法所要表明那个经义没有废去。
The experience that the law wants us to have has not passed.
都要成全，都要应验。
But it is to be fully accomplished, to be made whole.
都不在这个字句已经进到灵的里面。
And it has, and it's now part of our spirit.
字句已经成为灵。
Because
字句成为灵。
Because this has now become the spiritual reality to us.
在旧约里面，神已经借先知已经预言到这件事情。
And this is also referred to in the Old Testament.
在耶利米书那里告诉我们说，有一天时到的时候，神要和以色列百姓立一个新约。
In Jeremiah, God speaks of this covenant that He will establish with the house of Israel.
这个新约乃是把神律法放在人类里面。
That is, the Lord says He will put His law within the people.
写在他们心上。
And also write the law in their hearts.
他要做他们的神，他们要做神的子民。
And He will be their God, and they will be His people.
不仅耶利米已经在预言到这件事
，Not only did Jeremiah experience this，
以西结也说到这件事情。
Ezekiel had a likewise experience。
以西结在说，神要赐一个新的心，将他新的灵呢放在人的里面。
Because God said that He will give them a new heart and put a new spirit within them.
要从他们肉体当中除去那个石头心。
And they will remove this heart of stone.
赐给他们一个肉心。
And give them a heart of flesh.
要将神的灵放在他们里面，使他们能顺从神的律法。
And God
做他的典章。
And God will also put His spirit within them and cause them to walk in His statutes, and they will be careful to observe.
当主耶稣来的时候。他把新的灵，把新的心赐给我们。
So we see that the Lord has also given us this new heart and this new spirit.
我们得到了一个肉心。
We have now this heart of flesh.
以前是个石头心，是刚硬的，是不肯顺服神的诫命、典章的。
Previously, we had a heart of stone that it was not malleable. It did not heed God's word.
但是我们今天所得到一个新的生命。
But today, we have received this new life.
是个柔软心，是个顺服的心。
And now we have this heart that is soft and is instructable.
我们可以来顺从神一切诫命。
And we can obey and observe God's ordinances.
这个诫命就是在已经在旧律法先知里面已经表出来了。
And these are the same statutes and ordinances that God has already revealed in the Old Testament.
那是借律法先知表明出来背后神真正的心意是什么。
Because that the law and the prophets were meant to show this heart of God.
不是那字句的。
And it's not by letter.
那是一个属灵的实际是什么？
But it is a spiritual reality.
这是律法的经义。
This is the experience of the law.
所以今天人有时候告诉我们说，你做一个基督徒，你不能做这个，你该做那个。
So oftentimes people say today, if you're a Christian, you can't do this, and you ought to do that.
我们永做不到。
We will never be able to achieve that.
但是今天我们知道圣灵住在我们里面。
But today we know that the Holy Spirit abides in us.
主的生命住在我们里面。
And the Lord's life is also in us.
因着这个生命，圣灵的光照，我们在那里就可以顺服神的诫命。
And because of the leading of the Holy Spirit, we can now obey God.
就可以顺服神在律法里面所表明出来神的心意是什么。
We can obey the heart of God that is shown through the law.
律法里面所表明出来神的性情是怎么样的性情。
Because the law shows the nature of God.
这个就到新约圣经里面常常说到我们生命上应该结出许多公义许多美德来。
And just like in the New Testament, often speaks of things we ought to enjoy.
许多神的本性，他的良善，他的爱，他的仁爱，他的纯洁。
That is God's goodness, His mercy, His compassion.
这些都是神本性的一个发表。
Because these are all the basic nature of God.
现在借着我们生活，把那个生命这个性质把它发表出来。
And through our lives, we ought to exemplify His nature.
我们就能够满足神公义的要求。
Then we'll be able to satisfy God's requirements.
所以罗马书第八章那里告诉我们。
So Romans 8 tells us.
因着人肉体软弱，有所不能行。
Well, what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh.
我们不能行神的律法。
We cannot do what the law required.
所以神就差遣他儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭。
So God sent His own Son in likeness of sinful flesh as an offering for sin.
然后在肉体当中定的罪案。
And He condemned sin in the flesh.
使律法义成就在我们这些不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
So that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Because of what the Lord has done, now this righteousness of the law, that is God's requirements through the law, now might be fulfilled in us through Christ. And how do we have this righteousness of the law be accomplished in us? It's not through those who walk according to the flesh. Because if one continues to live in the flesh, the righteousness of the law cannot be accomplished in him. But it is only accomplished through those who walk according to the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天若是我们活在圣灵里面，活在这个基督生命里面的人
，So brothers and sisters, today if we are living and walking according to the Spirit,
起初神颁布律法那个目的、那个功用就显在、就应验、成就在我们相信人身上。
Then God's requirements through the law, God's heart through the law, may be shown in us.
我刚提到说，今天许多基督徒也是一个错误观念，说律法已经过去了，不需要再守了。
I said previously that a lot of Christians today have this wrong view that the law has been done away with.
对，我们不需要再守在字面上的、字句上那些要求。
Indeed, you do not need to obey the written law.
我们不需要再献祭，我们不需要再有需要祭司替我们献祭。
We don't need to obey the letter of the law. We don't need to make sacrifices.
这些所表明的。主耶稣都已经成就，都已经应验在他身上了。
But it's only because Christ has already fulfilled all these requirements.
我想希伯来书是解释律法里面最好的一卷书。
I think Hebrews is the book that really talks about fulfilling the law the best.
律法是有它的暂时性，有时间性的。
Because there's a temporary nature of the law.
但是律法的功用是永远性的，是不会褪去的。
But the provision of the law is forever.
律法的经义，我们仍然需要遵守。
So, we still need to obey the law.
律法所要表明出来神的心意，仍然是我们需要遵守。
That is to say, what the law shows about God, we ought to obey still.
靠着我们来守。
But it is not accomplished through us.
乃是赐生命圣灵的律在我们里面来带领我们。
But is when we walk according to the Spirit, He is calling. That is how we accomplish it.
乃是生命的能力在里面来推动我们，让我们去能够遵守神律法公义的要求。
That is through the power of this new life within us, can we satisfy God's law?
所以弟兄姊妹，今天同样律法义怎样能够成就应验在我们身上呢？
So how then do we today achieve this righteousness of the law?
我们怎么样能够照着神起初向人所定的那个旨意？生活在地上来侍奉他。
How do we accomplish God's will for us to serve Him on this earth?
今天神不是看我外面做什么。
God does not look at the external actions.
神更注重里面实际的光景是什么样。
God cares about our inner condition.
只有外面的行为还不够。
Because only external actions are not enough.
但是行为必须是从里面表明出来的。
But our external conduct should be the result of our inwardness.
这一点我等下再补充。
I'll speak more on this in a little bit.
所以保罗在罗马书第二章也告诉我们。
So, Paul also tells us in Romans 2.
他说外面做犹太人不是真犹太人。
That it is not enough to be a Jew on the outside.
若身受割礼也不是真割礼。
Nor is circumcision which is outward in the flesh.
唯有里面做才是真犹太人，真割礼也是里面的。
But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and a circumcision is that which is of the heart.
在乎灵，不在乎语文。
By the Spirit, not by the letter.
我们看清，我们不是肉身，虽然不是犹太人，但是我们是真正是犹太人。
So we see that even though externally we are not Jews, but inwardly we are actually Jews.
我们不需要像犹太人，受割礼。
And we don't need to receive circumcision on the outward.
但是我们里面却是受真割礼。
But we actually have received true circumcision in the inside.
哥罗西第二章也告诉我们说。
Colossians 2 also tells us this.
我们在基督里面，我们受不是人所。人所行的割礼。
That in Christ we were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands.
乃是基督使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
And the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
我们看见旧约以色列百姓，他们肉身上需要受割礼。
So in the Old Testament, we see that God's people had to be circumcised outwardly.
割礼的经义还在，功用还在。
The experience of circumcision is still there.
现在这个经义的。就显在我们身上。
But this experience is now made real in us.
那个割礼的经义就是我们心里面灵里面受割礼。
That is the true circumcision of the heart.
主耶稣亲手为我们受了割礼。
And Christ Himself circumcised us.
把我们里面肉体情那些败坏的东西，借着十字架死，把我们那些肉体的东西除掉了。
Because he removed the body of the flesh through his death on the cross.
这是真割礼。
This is the true circumcision.
所以很清楚的，主耶稣说：“我来不是要废掉律法和先知，我来乃是要应验，要成就。”
So then it becomes clear that Christ did not come to abolish the law of the prophets, but to fulfill.
所以弟兄姊妹，同样今天好像我们仍然可能还会活在一些外面的形式里面，形式里面。
Brothers and sisters, many of us today may still be living in this outward manner.
可能我外面聚会好像也有一个形式。
And there also seems to be this outward action when it comes to meeting together.
我们当聚会敬拜，好像外面好像也有个形式。
And also seems there's an outward thing when it comes to worship and service.
在乎外面形式怎样。
But the outward things do not matter.
是在我们里面的灵，我们里面的实际是怎样？
Rather, it is what is the reality of our inner man, this spiritual reality.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第四章对那个撒玛利亚妇人所说话。
So in John chapter 4, when the Lord is speaking to the Samaritan woman,
他说你当信我时候将到。
He says, woman, believe me, an hour is coming.
你拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
An hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father.
真正拜父乃是要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Because to worship God, we need to worship in spirit and truth.
耶父要这样的人拜他，因为神是个灵。
For such people that God seeks to be his worshippers, God is spirit.
拜他的人也必须在灵的里面。
And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
因为什么？这就是律法的经营。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of the law. The Father wants us to worship Him. This is an unchangeable aspect of the law. And we need to obey this still. But we do not obey it outwardly. We do not need to go to Jerusalem to worship the Father. Just like in the Old Testament, where people need to make special trips to Jerusalem just to worship. Now we can worship wherever and whenever. And we don't need to come to church building.
在家里，在任何地方，公司、学校。
Whether it's at home, at work, school, wherever.
神对人的要求要拜他，这是不改变的，不会废去的。
The requirement of God.For his people to worship him is still there. But how do we worship the Father? It is holy in worship in spirit and truth. Because only this is the type of worship that God accepts. This is the type of worship that will give us spiritual benefit. So we see that the experience of the law is there still.
律法的要求从外面现在进到里面了。
The requirement of the law has changed from outwardly to inward.
我们不再活在外面来符合那些律法的次序的要求。
We no longer have to follow the external aspects of the law.
我们乃是在心灵诚实里面来敬拜神，来侍奉神。
Rather, we now must worship in spirit and truth on the inside.
这是耶稣来到地上所要成就的，所要应验的。
This is what the Lord wants his people to accomplish.
所以说。到天地都会去的话，到天地都会去，律法一点一法都不会去。
So that's what the Lord says, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law.
这句律法所发表出来，他的心意、他的本性一直存在的。
Because what God wants to show through the law is still there.
这些怎么样成就在人的身上呢？
And how do these things get accomplished in man?
就成在那些相信他的人，相信主耶稣基督的人身上。
It all gets accomplished only in those who believe in him and trust in him. It is accomplished only in those who walk according to the Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, this is a great grace to us, and you may say even a great salvation. Because if we also continue to follow the external aspects of the law, it's impossible.And there's not one person who can do it. Do we still need to follow the sacrificial method of the Jews of the old? Especially in today's age, how would one be able to bring this livestock into a temple? There's not one who can accomplish this.
So we see the law and the requirements have been passed.
So we see this, the letter of the law has passed.
但是律法经的要求仍然存在。
But the spiritual experience of the law is still here.
并且要成就在我们属他的身上。
And it also needs to be accomplished in us who belong to him.
所以感谢神，我们今天在神面前所蒙受恩典，比旧约以色列百姓蒙受恩典实在大过不到太多了，不到太多。
So indeed, today we have received a far greater grace compared to those in the Old Testament. Today we need to live in the Spirit. We need to abide in Christ. Then the requirement and experience of the law will be accomplished in us.
所以我们实在需要学习怎样住在基督里面。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to abide in Christ.
虽然好像是很简单的要求，但是常常对着我们来说，的确是不容易的。
It's because this may seem like a simple requirement, but it might be very difficult for us because man still focuses on the outside.
好像有时候看起来比较容易能够达到。
Because outwardly, sometimes things seem easier.
说敬拜神，那我就连礼拜的天敬拜神，好像这对我来说，不是对我们来说，好像不是太容易。
Because, for example, if we consider worshiping God, coming to worship God on Sundays.
只要照时间到就来，好像我这个好像就达到这个神的要求。
It doesn't seem too difficult as long as I come on time. Then it seems that I've satisfied this requirement.
像我们说不要偷窃，不要杀人，这个我可以做到。
For example, do not steal, do not murder. These are things that we feel we can accomplish quite easily.
是像我们在灵里面来敬拜神，我们觉得好像摸不到头绪。
But then when it comes to actually worshiping God in spirit, then it seems hard to do.
有时候觉得好像到底怎么一回事啊？
We often think about what type of matter is this?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们基督徒好像一个很大的难处。
Brothers and sisters, this seems to be a very difficult experience of the Christian.
但是我们知道，这是需要慢慢操练学习的。
But we know that this is also an experience that needs to be slowly built up.
我们在摸索里面，我们就可以摸到那条生命的道路是什么。
Because through this experience, we can touch on this life that God has prepared for us.
就知道如果在真实的里面，在灵里面来敬拜神，来摸到神。
Then we will learn how to properly worship God in spirit and truth.
只有这样子才能敬拜到神。
Only through this way can we truly worship God. Today's religions also seem that they want to worship God.
没办法摸到他们所谓的神。
But they will never be able to touch God.
但是他们的神也是假神，是没有存在的，根本就摸不到。
And their God is also fake and does not exist.
所以我们看见那些所有宗教信仰的人。
So we see those who are religious.
他们若是真的摸到神的话。
If they truly are able to touch God.
那他们生活形式一定不是这样子。
Then I believe that their mode of living will also not be the same way.
那些拜偶像的人好像非常热诚，非常好像很摆上。
Consider those who worship idols; they may seem very joyous, and fervent on the outside.
拜仪式里面，有些不愉快事情，马上起冲突，马上打架起来。
But then, if something bad happens, immediately they fall apart.
他们若是真的知道他们神是一位崩裂神，他们怎么马上有这样的表现出来？他们不敢的。
Because if the God they believe in is truly real, how could they act this way? So we see that this religion, that is of death. But the God we believe in is real. He's the only true God. And when we come to worship him and serve him, we live in a way that is pleasing to him. Then we can truly touch this real God. And when we touch God, our lives will completely change. If we continue to follow the external letter of the law, our lives will not change. The way we live will not change. And we'll continue to live in our previous condition. But we thank God. The Lord has come to fulfill all that the law is just meant to show. And today, he has established this law in our hearts. It gave us a heart of flesh, an obedient heart. And if we abide in him, then we will truly know how to worship him.
那底下主耶稣说，你们的义若不胜于文士、法利赛人，一断不能进天国。
The Lord also says, For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
在这里好像也讲到两种义。
So here it seems that there are also two aspects of this righteousness.
文士和法利赛人。
The righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
一种就是天国义，或者说进天国义。
One is the righteousness entering the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣说：“若是只有文士和法利赛人义，是不能进天国的。”
The Lord is saying that if your righteousness is only that of the scribes and Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道文士、法利赛人是当初在当时是在犹太人当中，他们是很非常有地位，是受尊敬的一般人。
We know that the scribes and Pharisees at that time were very powerful and highly seated religious figures.
主耶稣也曾说，文士和法利赛人坐在摩西位上来教导百姓的时候，你们还是要遵守他的诫命，所教导的诫命。
And the Lord himself also said that the scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in a chair of Moses and telling other people to follow the law.
教导是这些是从神而来而立嘛。
And this, the law that they ought to follow is the law from God in the Old Testament.
但是我们知道，当慢慢以后呢，他们就把一些古人遗传也加进去，然后凭着自己当解释神律法。
But then we know that this law slowly devolved into them adding on traditions of their own onto it.
所以当初这一帮人呢，他们是熟悉律法、旧约律法的人。
So these scribes and Pharisees were people that were familiar with the law.
所以当从东方来几个博士来问，说基督当葬在哪里的时候
？So when the wise men from the east came and asked like where Christ was，
当希律王去问那些文士、那些长老说基督当生在哪里
？And Herod also asked the people where would Christ be born？
他们马上引用米迦书的话说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大当中不是一个不是小的。
They immediately referenced Micah, which refers to Bethlehem as the place. Because from Bethlehem, one will go forth for God to be a ruler in Israel. So we see that these scribes and Pharisees are people who are familiar with the law. And they are the ones also who explain the law. And we see the Pharisees are the same way. Pharisees in its original meaning means to be separated from the rest. So we see that these Pharisees did have this fervent heart. Because they separated themselves to solely focus on God's law. So their lives were also very restricted. But then we see that they have changed.
他们只注重外面那些字句。
Because they only cared about the external letter of the law.
注重到那些字句、条例、那些典章。
They only cared about the external rules and regulations.
外面好像有个敬虔的生活。
So outwardly they seem to have a very fervent life.
但是里面没有敬虔的实际。
But there lacks the true fervorness within them.
所以主耶稣责备他们说：“你们，他们文士、法利赛人是一般假冒为善的人。”
So we see that the Lord calls the Pharisees hypocrites.
最后还成为最激烈反对耶稣的。
And these Pharisees ended up becoming the most fierce opponents of Christ.
因为他们没有看见律法的本意是什么。
Because they did not see the true nature of the law.
他们觉得他们只要守住字句，这样就够了，好像这样神就满意了。
They think that if they merely uphold the letter, then that will satisfy God.
所以主耶稣在后面深深责备他们说他们是粉饰的坟墓。
So that's why the Lord criticizes the Pharisees in a sermon as well.
洗净了杯盘的外面，但是里面是非常肮脏污秽的。
They may seem very clean on the outside, but inward they're very dirty.
所以就当时来说，的确有一些文士怀善，他仍然守住字句。
So because these Pharisees only care about the external letter, the external rules and regulations.
就像保罗也是一样。
Just like how Paul was.
能够敢说按着律法来说，他是没有指责的。
Because Paul also says according to the law he was righteous.
因为保罗的确是一个敬虔犹太人。
Because Paul was a very fervent Jew.
他竭力在遵守律法上字句的要求。
And he satisfied the external requirements of the law.
但是这样也不能进天国。
But even this type of person cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
他因为律法不能叫人被神称义。
Because the law cannot make one righteous.
行律法也不能叫我们得生命。
And also, living out the law cannot give us to accomplish this true life.
保罗在那有很清楚的一个解释。
And Paul also says this.
所以，即使当时那些犹太那些敬虔的人
，So for these Jews who were outwardly very fervent,
他们可以守住外面律法秩序的要求。
They might be able to satisfy the external regulations of the law.
他们也不能进天国。
But they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. We know that it's only through Christ can we enter the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣曾经对那尼哥底母说，人若不成重生，就不能进神的国。
And that's why the Lord also said to Nicodemus, unless you are reborn, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
圣经里面有时候用神的国，有时候用天国。
Sometimes they'll say the kingdom of heaven, sometimes say the kingdom of God.
基本上它的原则性质是一样的。
They are one and the same in terms of their nature and attribute.
可能那个范围有点不太一样，我想这不是我们教堂送的。
Maybe the scope is a bit different, but that's not the emphasis of today's message.
所以主耶稣说，你们的义若不能胜过文士法利赛人，一断不能进天国。
So the Lord says, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom.
所以看见什么叫文士法利赛人义呢？
So what is the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
他们可以守住律法，实际上所以要求一切诫命。
They are able to satisfy the external aspects of the law.
但是他们仍然与天国无分。
But they have no share in the kingdom.
因为神不是看一个人外面，行为是怎么样。
Because God does not look at the outward actions.
神更是注重人内心实际的光景是怎么样。
God cares about the true condition of one's heart.
提到说不是外面不重要。
That's not to say the outside is not important.
雅各书告诉我们说，外面才要显出里面真实的光景。
Because James tells us the outward shows the condition of the inward.
应该这么说，应该里面真实的光景一定会显在外面。
Or that is to say more accurately, our inwardness will show the true outwardness.
就像三十五说到盐和光。
Just like being salt and being light.
我们永远没办法做盐做光。
You will never be able to be salt and light.
所以我们是盐，我们是光。我们是盐，是光。
We are salt and we are light.
当我们里面的生命是盐，是光的时候，外面自然而然就显出盐和生命的光的功用出来。
And when we are salt and light on the inside, outwardly we will also become salt and light.
因为我们知道，我们这个天然败坏的人有时候是非常虚假的。
Because we know that. Those fallen man is often very fake.
外面可以显出一个样子，但是里面不是那个样子。
Because man might be able to show one way outwardly, but be completely opposite inwardly.
这个人常常不是落在自己，我想我自己也是，有时候会落到这个光景里面。
I myself have also fallen into this state at times.
外面说我们爱你，我爱你，但是里面可能对他很不舒服，仇恨他都有。
And outwardly we may say I love you, but inwardly we might have this hatred.
所以我们看见里面才是个真正的情形。
So we see that inwardly is the true condition.
所以只有文士和法利赛人的义不能进天国。
So if we have righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
没有一个人因行律法被神称义进到神的国里面。
Because no one who merely satisfies the external letter of the law is considered righteous.
没有一个人因律法得到生命。
And no one receives life because of their outward actions.
进天国意思怎么样？说胜过文士怀疑善意思什么
？So to enter the kingdom of heaven, what does it mean to have a righteousness that surpasses that of scribes and Pharisees?
这就是从二十一节主耶稣要解释的。
This is what the Lord will explain from verse 21 onwards.
然后解释律法那些规条、那些诫命的真正意思什么
？He explains the true meaning of various rules and regulations of the law.
只有那样的，只有里面的那个真实，才是神所要的。
Only the true realness of our insides is what God cares about.
我想这个若是主愿也许下次有机会在教堂后面来写。
So if the Lord is willing, we'll share on this next time.
说感谢神，我们今天蒙恩得救了。
So we thank God that we have been saved by grace.
都不是因为行，不是因外面的行为。
Not because of our external actions.
若是只有外面行为，完全不能进天国。
Because if it's only our outward actions, we will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
就像今天世界上的确有些人生活形式都非常严谨。
Just like today, how there are people on earth hourly who live very restrictive lives.
在人来看，在人的标准、道德标准，他们的确是个好人。
And according to man's standard, these people are very good people.
对人有礼貌，对人。
不见。
Will exemplify the perfect life of God.
就是基督生命的丰富就显在我们身上。
Then our lives will also show the abundance of Christ.
这是神在我们这些蒙恩身上所定的永远不改变的旨意。
This is God's eternal purpose for each of us.
不会因着人软弱而受影响而改变。
that is not affected by the weakness of man.
神所定要成就，他必定会成就。
Because what the Lord wants to accomplish, He will accomplish.
因为主要应验先律法先知所说的。
Because the Lord will fulfill all of the laws and prophets.
先成就在他身上。
And all these things will be accomplished in Him.
最终要成就在神的百姓身上。
And also this will be accomplished in the people of God.
感谢神，这是我们一个荣耀盼望。
So we thank God that this is our glorious hope.
这是神在我们身上所定那永远不改变的心。
This is the eternal, unchangeable will of God.
早晨借这些话，我们彼此勉励，彼此鼓励，一同走上这条蒙福道路上。
So with this word, may we continue to encourage each other and run this race together.
最后说，请大家那个可以当做结束祷告。
So may our brother Chris conclude us with a word of prayer.
Father, we truly thank you that you have given your word to us this day.
哇，感谢你，今天实在你在对我们说话了。
We pray that you would continue to lead us and continue to guide us every day.
求你继续在每天引领我们，带领我们。
May your word dwell in our hearts.
愿你的话住在我们心里。